In the mid-1850s, there was an outbreak of leprosy in Hawaii. And so they designated this small little island called Molokai as to be the leper colony. And so anyone who contracted leprosy, they exported to this island and basically dropped them off, and that was it. They would bring them food and kind of like, you know, throw it on the beach and paddle away as quickly as they could. And that was the life of the existence of these lepers. But there was a young priest named Damien who had volunteered to serve on this island, to serve as a priest for these people on this island. And so when he first kind of showed up, he would, you know, hear their confessions from across the room. And he would, you know, just be very, very careful about giving them communion. And he wouldn't touch any of them. But he noticed pretty quickly that he was getting nowhere with these lepers. That they still very much understood that he still very much saw them as different, as worse, as scary, as dangerous, as outsiders, as untouchable. And so eventually he started embracing them. He started living with them. And eventually he himself contracted leprosy. And if you were to go to this island of Molokai today, you'll see in the church, there's no chairs, or everyone would stand during Mass. There are no chairs or seats, and there's holes cut in the floor every so many feet. Because as you contract leprosy and as you lose control function of your body, you drool. You can't keep your lips closed, and you just drool. And so they had these holes cut in the floor so that the lepers could kind of sit there and drool into these holes. And if you go back into the sanctuary by the altar, there's a hole cut in the floor from St. Damien of Molokai, so he could drool into the floor as he said Mass for his people. It's a powerful story of a man who wanted to reach his people. You know, this idea of leprosy, is scary. Leprosy is a scary thing, especially back then when there was no cure, there's nothing you could do about it. That this man was willing to sacrifice to be close to his people. And as I had mentioned, he knew that staying away from them, the distance between them, was almost infinite. Brothers and sisters, this season of Christmas that we conclude today, this is a season of recognizing God among us. God taking on flesh, being born in a manger, and ultimately today, the conclusion of the season of the baptism of our Lord. Now, Jesus himself was sinless. He didn't need to be baptized. But there's something about him coming and being washed with water, the baptism of repentance, that he didn't actually himself need to be close to his people. Again and again and again, throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus touching lepers, which is a big no-no in Jewish culture because it's scary, it's dangerous, you can contract it yourself. Jesus would touch them and heal them. You see, in Jewish culture, if you were to touch something unclean, you yourself became unclean. It didn't matter if it was a leper who were considered unclean, or if you touched a pig, or if you even touched something that had touched a pig or something unclean, you were unclean, and you had to go through your purity washings in order to be made clean. But see, it's the opposite with Jesus. The earliest Christians, when they saw Jesus being baptized in the Jordan, they said it wasn't because he was unclean and he needed to be made clean. He was baptized in the Jordan so that he could purify the Jordan, because it's the exact opposite. Jesus doesn't touch something and he is made unclean. When he touches something, when he touches the leper, he makes that leper clean. When he touches the water of the Jordan, he purifies all the water of the earth for this great sacrament of baptism. And that's what we celebrate today, of God being so close to taking on the effects of sin. He himself was sinless, but he took on those effects of sin to be with his people, to be as close as he possibly could, to get it through our heads that he wants to be with us. He wants us to know him. He doesn't want to be just some cosmic force out in the galaxy somewhere like gravity that's impersonal. He's a God of intimacy, a God of closeness, a God who takes on and baptizes and purifies the waters of the world so that when we touch that water, we're touching Christ. And so a sprinkling rite today, it's kind of an odd thing. We Catholics do a lot of odd things, right? You know, a priest walks around and splashes everybody with water. It's like, okay, you know, make the sign of the cross. That's cool. But what's the point? The point of it all is to recall our own baptism, our encounter with Christ. The fact that we are lepers. We were lepers, but we've been encountered. We've been touched by God. And that stain of original sin has been wiped away. You know, when we bless ourselves, every day when we come into church and we bless ourselves with holy water, it's not just something we do to, you know, kind of wash our hands or something. It's a reminder of our baptism. Again and again and again, the church gives us these things to remind us of what we have been given. But unfortunately, things that are so mundane, so right before our face, they get lost. And the symbolism, the meaning, the richness behind it is lost. And so the church gives us seasons and dates like today, where we look at baptism in a new light, gives us a chance to pause and say, hey, I remember that. Maybe you don't remember that, but I know that I have been baptized. I know that I've encountered Christ in this new way. I know he's taken on the consequences of my sin and laid them at the cross. Brothers and sisters, you know, sin is like leprosy. It's like a leper colony, you know? But Christ goes in the middle of it, and he touches us. He's with his people. And there are so many of us who think that, you know, if you knew what I did, if you understood where I've come from, you wouldn't want to have anything to do with me. God wouldn't want to have anything to do with me. I come to this church, and I'm the outsider. I'm the outcast. I can't even forgive myself. How can God forgive me? That's the consequences of sin. That's that leprosy. But God touches the lepers. Jesus Christ is with us, close to us. And when we come to the sacrament, not only does he touch us through baptism, but in the Eucharist itself, he comes to us, humbles himself to be close to his people. Brothers and sisters, that kind of love demands a response. It demands that we repay in turn as best as we can. That we in turn try to have that relationship, respond with that relationship with God. And not just to maybe say grace before meals and to show up at Mass every now and again. That's not good enough. But to pray with God, to speak to God as if you knew him and as if he knew you and actually he wanted to know you because he does. To actually try to develop a life of prayer. To try to come to Mass and not just attend but participate. To be able to receive, to be present. To know that when you receive this communion, to know when you sign yourself with holy water, The communion gives you grace, and the holy water is that reminder of the grace of baptism. So that's not just something mundane. It's not just something passing. Because God isn't distant. He's close. He's intimate. You know, I can only imagine these people of Malachi, you know, seeing their priest deteriorate in front of their eyes and drooling through the floor. What an image of Christ. What an image of baptism, of that leper colony that was not abandoned, but was drawn, invited into communion with God. Brothers and sisters, that's what we celebrate today, of Jesus Christ, pure and perfect, who cleanses us through this sacrament. Let's make that response. Let's recognize, maybe wake up, smell the coffee, and recognize that there's something different, that God wants to be with us, and then make our response to him. To maybe make that step to start a prayer life, to go a little bit deeper, to spend some time with the scriptures, to maybe sign up for a holy hour, whatever. Let's do something. Let's respond to this great love of God.